All right, guys, you are listening to the Cosmic Fury SG podcast. I'm one, and on the other line, we have Mr. Fias the Boss.
Ping pong, what's up?
All right, and another person we've been trying to get for quite a while, who is also,
like Rashid, also very difficult to get.
but he is also one of the original members of Cosmic Fury who has not been on the show for quite some time. He is Mr. Arif. How are you doing, Mr. Arif?
Hey, hi, what's going on,
guys? What's up?
Okay.
How's your evening, gentlemen?
By the way, for those who don't know, Arif just got his new microphone. That's why his voice a bit sensual. So.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's right.
All right. So before we dive down into the so-called serious topics.
Dive, bro.
All right, Mr. Arif, you just got your mic like today.
Yeah.
And so like, can you
Sorry, this bird is killing me.
Yes, there is a burung outside.
There is a bird outside.
It's really killing me, yeah, non-stop.
Koko!
Okay, all right. Anyway, sorry.
The mic. Can you like tell us a bit, because right now to us your like quality is awesome. Definitely a big upgrade to your sound, and I mean personally I'm loving the quality.
Awesome. Yep.
So where did you get it, actually? You got it online on Amazon, right?
Firstly, usually what would I do with this podcasting? I always use this laptop lah. My laptop is Legion, and I'm sure the quality is like speaking through phone calls. So what I usually do is really shout at my laptop for no apparent reason.
So now you have to control your voice. Difficult.
So now, yes, correct, bro. So now I have to maintain my voice like this, so I won't clip the fucking WAV file. So yeah lah. Now I'm using this microphone called Sudotech.
Okay.
Yeah. Sudotech is Sudotack. Yeah lah. It's inexpensive lah. Definitely.
How much is it?
This is $49. I bought this through Amazon. So it's really cheap if you are planning to, you know, just start.
How long the shipping took for this one?
Probably took around a week plus.
Oh wow, that's
It's very fast. It's really fast. Yeah, I believe I showed you guys that I've ordered one last week, right?
Yeah.
So it's barely the end of this week. So it's one week plus, or barely two one weeks. Week. Yeah.
Because the thing is, I'm also planning to get. From your review, like if the microphone is good, I still might get it.
Yeah, like it depends on you guys, like if it sounds great, like, because now I cannot hear myself, so we'll see, like, how it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So weird.
When I received the microphone, you and one are ASMR.
Right now I can tell you right now I can tell you from the quality, your low end frequency, right, is captured nicely on the mic right now.
Yeah, that's just my voice. Actually, it's not the mic. My voice quite deep.
All right, so anybody looking forward to ASMR Arif, just hit down on the comments and he'll probably be forced to do another channel. ASMR Arif.
He has his own channel, so you can do like live chat and ASMR.
Upon request lah, if you all menyampah.
Geli.
Geli, right? I haven't hear myself, I geli already, bro.
But the experience of getting the mic so far was okay, like no slip ups or anything, right?
No, like, it's just basic plug and play lah. It's just that when you are recording at this, we are using Discord to record, right? So I need to adjust the output lah. If the output is high, you can really hear the bird and you can actually see the bird also. So I go and really lower down the output.
Bro, don't show the wrong bird, bro.
Hey, the wrong bird more noisy, you know. don't wish that you cannot handle, bro.
Fucking yes, I'm gonna say.
I think my blood pressure just went up. So,
got the fury. Come on.
Fury of the burung. All right. Mm. So, okay. So we will try to get the links and maybe put in in the description. So anybody want to get the same mic as Ali, we can link it down and you can try your luck on Amazon. So far, I think Ali got got it from a legit seller. So was it a shop or was it a third party or?
Actually, I browsed through the Amazon link first lah, but I'm not sure whether it's legit or not. Right, so I went to their official website, this Sudotech. So under their buy now, it's a direct link to Amazon. So so might as well lah, you know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's I think that's legit enough to give it a shot lah.
No, no. You don't want to buy from, you know, sellers who are sketchy and all that.
Yep.
Ratings low. So better go to the website first, and then you proceed to the Amazon link lah from there.
Alright, so there you have it, folks. If you want to get the Sudotech mic, the one Arif is using right now, links are gonna be in the description below.
Yeah.
Alright. So alright, now moving on to the main thing. So the thing that we want to talk about is that for a while, ever since we got back active on this channel, the topic we have yet to get back into is actually gaming.
Yep.
So you guys have been playing games for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have a recollection of actually how long you guys have been playing games?
Oh, yes.
Wow. How long? Ages, yeah, like since I mean, if you're really talking about like not say console games but all kinds of game, right? Remember last time we used to have that Western Bar handheld game?
Yeah.
Like Western Bar handheld game, then they have Street Fighter handheld games, then came the arcade version, then PS1, PS2, all the way until now PS4. So
yeah, wow. you know the Tetris. But before before Tetris. Yeah. You know, before Tetris, there's a cowboy bar.
Yeah, that's the one, the Western bar.
The red color one, right? That one, right?
Yeah. The one in the middle, there's a flag that you can...
Yeah, that one. Yes, correct. Cool, yeah.
It was from those times, I guess. I guess we were very young then. I think we were, 5, 6 years old, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we... For our generation, I think we got exposed to gaming very early in, we did not like, what was it, like kindergarten or before that? I think we're already exposed to it, right?
But the kindergarten part is
kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
What slang is it?
Kindergarten. The kindergarten one is I didn't start to play games during kindergarten. It's just mostly toys, you know, those Transformers, but not actually Transformers. They look like Starscream-ish, but it's not.
Or third party
ripoffs.
So I think I start playing is like, I don't know, during my, I think primary, primary 3 or primary 2,
I think it's around those times also.
Yeah, so would you consider that technically your first gaming platform, if you were to put it that way?
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But it's like, how to say, I don't recall being so gung-ho with playing games last time.
Casually lah.
Yeah, it's just casually. Even though I'm, you know, usually kids is always, you know, 24/7 into something they really like.
Yeah.
But, no lah. Back then, it's always physical stuff, ma. Not like now, everything is like, you know,
electronics.
Talking about that, I think nowadays even toddlers are being given iPads and handphones.
Like my son lah.
Like at an early age. Like, I mean, for Akhil, I know you guys do, you do set a limit, right? Like to how much he is exposed to the tablet per day. Some parents I've seen, they don't. Like they give it just to make their kids not make noise, which is, I think, not a healthy thing.
But sometimes it does help lah. You know, like those emergency, break the glass thing, emergency, or shutting down your children, your child just for a few hours or what, right?
I mean, okay lah. I guess if you put it that way, I mean, it's understandable lah. But I guess the thing that I'm pointing out is like macam
24/7 lah.
Yes. That one I don't think it's healthy lah, because
That one cannot lah. Cannot.
Because for the sake of just like, you know, you just do your own thing, kid. Okay. Mommy, daddy have to do work, and I think that's not right lah.
Yeah lah. Exactly. Where's the bonds? Yeah.
Exactly. And like, what was you guys like the first real console you ever touched? Was it Sega, Nintendo? Like the so-called the next step from Tetris.
Yes.
I think it was Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Nintendo or Sega? I can't remember either of these.
Mine is Sega. Sega first.
Yeah. Mine was Sega 16-bit the big size one.
Yeah, 16-bit. Yeah, mine also 16-bit.
Then you guys remember your first game on it?
My one Nintendo, of course, Mario. That one I'll never forget.
Mario. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was Bare Knuckle.
Bare Knuckle, legend, bro.
Ooh, that one.
Bare Knuckles, yeah.
Stress, that one.
But wow, powers that one can two player.
Yeah.
And wow, awesome. I think mine would be Road Rash. I was exposed to Road Rash, but that was during played at another uncle's house. Because of that, I think it exposed me and the uncle that I was staying together to buy our own console just for that game.
Road Rash.
But quite violent. I mean, games, like, it was fun, but I mean, inherently was like having a chainsaw beating another rider, which was kind of funny though at the time.
I didn't expose to that kind of thing back then. The next game is probably Dick Tracy's.
Dick Tracy. Platform. Is it a platform? I can't remember.
Sega.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But usually last time I before I have my own console, I would actually go to the shop and play a game.
Yeah.
They would line up for you. Yeah.
Wow, legends. Last time Chompang used to have one, I think.
Yeah. Chompang.
Yeah.
Last time I live Yishun ma. It's near block 600 plus or so.
Okay. Can.
Down last there, time for me is Clementi. I used to stay. Then Clementi Worship 2. Then down there there's this place like a shelter place. We call it Guilin. Then down there like there's three stretch of shops. They all sell games. After I remember like always going there, then because down there they had Nintendo. Then we used to play, like I used to play games like Pro Wrestling, Punch Out, Donkey Kong, a lot. Like we just sit there and just play.
Those cartridge days are fucking nostalgic. And especially like so-called the worrying part of trying to get the game started, and then when you put in the cartridge you cannot start, then you have to blow.
My cartridge sometimes without the casing also lah. Just label only, use marker.
But it was portable lah. Oh my god, like you can bring it anywhere. So just like go to a friend's house, put it in, let's go, man.
Yeah, it was
show, right?
Yeah. Then what was the so-called, was there any like top five you guys remember during those like Sega Nintendo days? That the games you always keep going back to. Was there any like Street Fighter or anything?
For me, I think Sonic.
Sonic. Yeah, such a go-to game, Saron.
Mm. Yeah, that one is like really that Sonic prime time.
Yeah, yeah. For sure, man. MFS, you got any game you...
My one is... last time I was crazy about Double Dragon and Mega Man.
Power. Double Dragon
fucking powers, yeah. I still remember, yeah, that one.
The boss fight powers, yeah, the game.
Yeah.
Do you know Contra actually got in relation to HR Giga?
Huh? Really?
What, Monster Design or what?
Monster Design.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
What? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
What kind of relation is it?
Yeah, the designer, right, actually took some of Giga's drawing and make that into a boss.
The ones with tentacles, right? Is it?
The one with tentacles, yes, that one.
Oh, okay, okay. Wow, sweet. I didn't know that. Nice.
I just got to know, like, I think last year.
Oh, that's fucking dope, cool, sir. Yeah, cool, it's fucking dope, sir. Yeah.
But the thing is, does Giga knows that it's his design?
Giga so don't care lah, I think.
Because it's Contra, sir. Giga and Contra, like,
so pixelated as fuck. Don't care.
Because some of them, I think, when it comes to artists and all, sometimes they get very triggered by this kind of thing, you know.
But last time, I think it was a different time period, so people, like, not so... triggered or offended.
Last time, I think copyright infringement is like non-existent.
Yeah, for sure.
Non-existent one. Last time. Mm. Last time, you know, China's games, how many Disney rip-off they...
Plenty, Sial. You know. Out of control, God.
Kabak lah, Sial.
Yeah, lah. Have you guys played the Michael Jackson game before?
Moonwalker.
Yes, the what now?
Yes. Moonwalker.
Then he can transform into the robot. What?
Then the special move, like everybody is dancing, right?
Yeah.
They all die. Like,
always. Man, if only I can find the emulator, I can play on PC. But what?
I think they do sell it, right? Online, like.
I'm sure they do, lah. But yeah. I need to find it. But that
confirm
game
have one. Then the color is white and red, right?
Yep.
I
remember someone playing it in blue last year.
Wow,
right? No Game Shark yet. Yeah, I don't know how he get the
Game Shark. Oh my god!
Game Shark. I know. You know for what? For evil.
A lot of things. Ammo, so anyway, Game Shark, right? It was because Game Shark I discovered System of a Down. Because System of a Down was on Tony Hawk's game.
Oh.
And because Game Shark, right, what it allows the player to do is that other than like so-called input the cheat codes, they can also like so-called it was a file manager for any game that the thing was like so-called accessing. So there were video clips inside Tony Hawk. And System of a Down video clip was inside one of the bands that was inside the CD. Because sometimes like Tony Hawk, they have this Titantron, is that what you call it? Those like big billboard screens inside the stages, right? Then they got play video clips. So enable for the video clips to be playable within the stage, they have to input the video inside the CD.
So
the Game Shark let me see all these like contents. I was like, what pen is it? Then the video was the Sugar music video.
Perfect song last
Then I was like, what pen is this? It's fucking dope. So I said, okay, System of Down. Then I went to CD Hard at North Point going by.
Throw jelly metal here.
Game Shark last time, the amount of cheat code they have, my god.
Sell many versions also, like Asian replay, Game Shark. Yeah.
Sometimes Game Shark is actually not enough. You know what else you need to buy or not?
What?
The book magazine.
Last time no internet, right?
Last time no internet, did all the like magazine, the book.
Especially Street Fighter, all the special move is all there. You and your book, anti koyak already still follow.
The Mortal Kombat with the don't know what blood code
Last time like you like actively cheated on the game, it was like it wasn't, I don't know, like, shameful is the word for it, but it was like it adds to the extra fun.
Yeah, exactly.
not only like playing the game is fun, you know. You get to look forward to going to fucking Holland Village just to find the goddamn.
Yeah, sell. Yeah, sell.
Like, hey, look, browse through. Hey, siala, Mortal Kombat. Okay, grab. And it was fucking expensive, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was 20 plus, if I'm not wrong.
Siala, yeah, you all remember playing GoldenEye on
the GoldenEye. James Bond?
Yeah.
I didn't play that.
I don't remember. That one was a FPS game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I
think I hated that game so much. Yeah.
You hated?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the thing is, I kept trying to look for the cheat.
Yeah.
Wow, cheat, but I cannot find. Say, they're like,
oh, cannot cheat, angry. Yeah.
You know, nah. They are saying like, go back to Mortal Kombat. Because last time, wow, really, sir, at the point of time, wow, I played Mortal Kombat a lot.
Same.
Like, crazy lot, sir.
I think Mortal Kombat exposed us to all this gore.
Yeah, that's true.
What else, yeah? Right, besides that's... Mortal Kombat.
When was the first time you guys can remember you were actually exposed to Mortal Kombat? Like, when was the very first one? For me, I guess it would be Mortal Kombat 3. Yeah, Mortal Kombat 3. Because I was with my uncle, my youngest uncle. So we went to one of his friend's place. Because the friend was saying, hey, I got this new game. Like check out. Okay, lepak at his place. So we were playing. Because that time, we were still hot after Street Fighter. So we said, then the friend said, hey, come my house, we play. So we checked it out. I said, hey, whoa, what game is this? Bloody wild, sir.
It's the same impression I had. It's like, hey, not cartoon. This one real person, sir.
Yeah, hey, why got blood?
Shalah, got blood.
And then at that time, we still had the Sega. So the friend told us, okay, you need to input this cheat. So the blood can turn red. I said, oh, really? Yeah. So we go and find what was the code, what A-A-B, something, don't know what, I forget. To turn the blood mode on. I was like, whoa! Fucking awesome, sir.
You remember the cheat code to unlock Goro or Shao Kahn? You have to press start before you start the game.
Goro.
I think it's Goro, yeah.
You hold the start button and then suddenly you got means you unlock already. Oh, power lah, sia. You hear the laughter, you like, fuck yeah.
Then, so what about, you remember the last time you guys were first exposed to it?
Wow, first exposed, I think I was primary 6. Then I played Mortal Kombat 3.
Mortal Kombat 3.
Because I think, if I'm not wrong, I think it was in 1995 was the release of Mortal Kombat 3. If I'm not wrong.
Around there.
So I remember, I was walking past that place, the one that always has the gaming shop, you know. Yeah, walking past there, I'm like, what the hell is this? Yeah. And then I was standing there watching, then there were like a group of kids playing. There was a lot of them. Then after that, then I think one of them did like the fatality or brutality, I cannot remember. They are like, hey, this game violent or what?
Don't have brutality yet, bro.
Maybe fatality lah.
Fatality only.
Then after that, then I was like, oh, shala, violent or what? I think, if I'm not wrong,
I think Mortal Kombat 3 was the first edition to actually introduce brutality, but you have to input a code or something like that. It's either 3 or 4. It's either one of those. I think it's 3. Yeah. So Fias, you were saying?
So then I waited for all these fuckers to leave, because they keep hogging on to the thing, right?
Yeah.
Then hog, because the shop closes, I remember, at about 7:38. Because 7:38.
Yeah. At the 8 minutes.
Because they would close up the shop at about 7:38, right? Then from 7:30 to 8 all the way till about 10:30, they will have Tamiya competition outside the shop.
Oh, dope.
So then I waited, then I tell the guy, I say, give me about 15 minutes. Then I try. I play it there, like, eh, shut up, powers, yeah. Then,
But you scared, not, bro?
Why, yeah?
I don't know, first time I play, right, when I see all those things, right, I like, am I supposed to see this or not? You know, that kind of thing.
It's same fucking, fucking adorable sales.
Like the first time, no, really, last time I, like, I cock one last time.
Don't know what is right, what is wrong, kira.
Macam, I, seriously, I go and buy Metallica live tape cassette, you know. Then when I listen, then suddenly got interval, the James Hetfield, talking, right, then he suddenly like, fuck this, fuck that, then I like,
should I am I supposed to listen to this?
Should I burn this cassette or not? Like, scared, sir. I dulu like, cibai one, really. Not so vulgar.
Yeah. but the thing is, okay, here's a fucked up story, yeah, but at the age of, I think when I was primary 5 or primary 4, I can't remember, I had my first computer, but for like schoolwork and all. So at that point of time, you know, internet was like the dial-up, the...
modems, yeah.
So then the other guy that came to my place, right, he's like, oh, I think I need to put a nice wallpaper. Then I'm like, okay. So after that, then he went to, that time was Yahoo, or I can't remember what he used, Internet Explorer. Then he typed, I still remember, Sung, S-U-N-G, Hi, H-I, L-E-E, Lee, Sung Hai Lee, nude.
Okay.
Then he found a wallpaper of her, right? Like, she's nude, but she covered her boobs and her crotch area with, like, flower and leaves. Then from that day onwards, right, I was like, oh, shit. So every day I would go, like, let's say, because last time FIFA on, the time I think it was FIFA 90-something, I can't remember.
FIFA 98, confirm.
I think so, around there. Then I would go online, then I will look for, like, topless photos. Topless photos and bikini photos. But listen. But what I would do is, right, I would actually, last time use floppy disk, man. Floppy disk, save the image, or the topless one in one floppy disk, or the non-topless one, just bikini in one floppy disk. I'll go to school, I'll sell it.
What?
The topless one is $1.50, and the bikini one is $1.
How did Mortal Kombat become to Sung Hai Lee?
No. So listen. So after that, what happened is, all the money that I collected, right, not only I went to buy the eraser for, like, you know, the country flag and also play and all that, I use it to buy games.
And one of them is Mortal Kombat.
There you go, Mortal Kombat. That's how I got it, the first one, Mortal Kombat 3.
So thanks to that
thanks
guy.
Thanks to Sung Hai Lee Newt and the computer guy.
So last time when you were young, you so-called kerja haram lah.
Not kerja haram. It's called entrepreneurship. At a young age, take that, bitch.
He since last time hustle already.
Because you know why not? I told. I remember I told my mom and dad. I say that, oh, you know, I want to buy this Mortal Kombat game, because I had what is that? I had the console, but I didn't have the game. I had some lame ass game lah, some free game and don't know what friends give and all. Then after that, I was like, wow, I need to buy this, yeah. So yeah lah, save. I think that time it was about $10. $10 or something, I can't remember.
Well, anyway, I nearly wanted to ask you, like, who actually bought those fucking floppy disks, right? But never mind.
Bro, no need to ask. I hustle.
Yeah, I know you hustle, but still people need to buy from you to give you money. Right? So I was about to ask. Then again, I'm thinking, like, okay, never mind. It's fucking floppy disks. No, what else can you do?
Wait. How they buy from you? Like, eh, bro, ada barang baik.
No, because
you
the thing is,
you wear trench coat ah.
No. The thing is, right, you must always target the pervert in school.
Oh, like so that. Right,
then you.
There will be that one guy in school, right, that always look at girls, see the way they dress and all that. Like, this fucker is pervert. Yeah, I say okay. I say, bro.
When was this?
I think it was Primary 6 or...
Oh my god.
Primary 6, yeah.
PSLE, haven't even finished. You go and sell floppy disks. With
Yeah lah, Primary 6 lah, because 95 Mortal Kombat 3 came out, right? So 1 year later lah, correct.
The fuck.
So after that, I target that guy. I target that guy that was like, hey, you know what, I got this 2 floppy disks, 1 topless, 1 just bikini, which one you want? After that, he buy lah. Then after that, he tell his friend, hey, this guy selling lah. From class 6C, then I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go, Then I always sit at the back near
word
the...
Word of mouth
lah. Yeah, we need
don't need flyer. Yeah.
Tak payah RSVP eh.
Then I always see at the back near the back door. So every time they will come then they will like wing at me or ask me something.
Wing.
That's it. Then they
what
come.
What the
then,
fuck?
Then they will take the coins. They'll put inside a plastic bag, right? Then when they walk past, right, they will just throw at my table. That's it. Then when they walk back, then they just pass by and take from me.
Pukima, like you are selling dope lah, sia. Like same. Same practice.
And the thing is like, here's the crazy part. At one point in time, my sis thought that I was selling dope. So...
I'm not surprised, bro.
So basically, that's the story of how I hustle to get my Mortal Kombat 3. That's why Mortal Kombat will always have a special place in my heart.
I don't know. The story makes me cry in my heart, which is very funny.
I feel a bit worried also.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I just keep imagining you doing that now.
Bro, now floppy disk nobody want. Topless also nobody want, bro.
Confirm your face kena floppy disk big time ones, yeah.
So lah, the file size is what's 56K.
I think smaller than that.
Some of it is
super pixelated. So
well, last time people get on with the bare minimum or basics. So
yeah, exactly. See, the things we do for games.
So welcome to Cosmic Fury.
Where we hustle for life.
Where we hustle floppy disks.
Oh, the turn of events. Yes. Alright.
Anyways.
Like, so do you guys remember the first character you managed to pull off a proper fatality?
Sub-Zero. It's not Sub-Zero. Scorpion, bro.
Scorpion.
Of course.
Mine is Sub-Zero. I practiced the hell out of it just to get the timing correct, sir. Towards down, towards A.
Yeah, correct.
Mm. Then take out the skull. Ooh, so happy. Ooh. Yeah, you got to remember your first character. You remember doing your first fatality?
I think mine was Rin.
Rin?
Purple.
What was his fatality?
Purple color is Rin.
Yeah. Maroon purple like that.
The fatality is...
Chemical Rin.
It's like Scorpion-ish. But I cannot remember what...
Rin fatality. I can't remember Rin fatality also.
Yeah.
I remember Babality.
Everybody turned to toddlers. Yeah.
That one all like template, all same. Babality for all character, all same. Yeah.
So like, wow, but Mortal Kombat has evolved so much over the years.
Wow, yeah, you look at Mortal Kombat 11 now. My god.
Hey, now still got friendship or not?
No
more friendship with you.
Now nobody cares about friendship. Nobody cares about BBLT or yeah.
Now
you just fucking pure core to the max.
Haven't even finished him. It's already brutal already. The X-ray thing is fucking brutal already.
Then
like, how many years is it now Mortal Kombat? Like since 1993
two or three.
Around there lah.
Yeah, so, around there.
My maths fail. So is that what, a decade of Mortal Kombat, or is it more than that?
27 years about there.
Wow.
Ooh, sialah.
As a brand that really like hold on.
Really hold on.
Test of time, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Ed Boon. Yeah.
Mm.
Then some more, they came out in the 2 movies, then like tons of games and merch. Then now they're going to do a reboot movie some more. Now that, wow.
They are still
don't say
yeah. The new reboot, they are still going through the casting phase, right?
Casting phase. Yeah.
Mm.
So just have to wait and see lah.
Yeah, the first movie I like, the second one,
Ooh, the first movie when Scorpion came on screen. Yes,
that was dope, sir.
Wow, love.
Basically, any scene with the ninjas, I them.
Yeah. Last time Scorpion was like the big deal, right, in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Other characters like meh. Yeah.
Other characters were interesting. Like, I mean, you have characters like, I think besides Scorpion and Sub-Zero, is all the bad guys.
The Liu Kang.
Robots also power, what? Cyrex.
Sector. Yeah, all those like, yeah, all the Lin Kuei and clan and whatnot.
But Shang Tsung then power, like, your soul is mine.
That guy act as Shang Tsung was perfect last year.
Yes,
really perfect, yeah.
He's like one of those like actors like now you have Robert Downey Jr. and then he's the face of Iron Man. He was the face of Shang Tsung, sir.
That's why now you see MK11, the latest one, the Shang Tsung, they took.
Yeah,
they
the took DLC, him, right? Yeah. Wow, power, sir.
That's why I hope, like, if they do the reboot, don't fuck up the Shang Tsung, because I don't know. People are always fucking up movies, so fuck them.
But the only thing one of the gripes I have about the first movie is that, I mean, for Sub-Zero, I find Sub-Zero super cool, pun intended. So,
nice.
But he was defeated by a wooden baldi, you know, the bucket.
Oh yeah, like they shoot with the bucket, then the shoot.
Yeah, with all his powers, right? He like macam wah, that like. Then after that, Liu Kang throw a bucket, then die. Like, fuck.
James, yeah. But you know what? No, the thing is, right. Comparing the movie and the two movies, like, I prefer the mini series that came out on YouTube.
Oh yeah, the
Mortal Kombat Legacy.
That one was a weekly release, right?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was really, really good.
That was the Machinima.
Machinima ones, yeah.
Yeah, production. Yeah, that one fucking powers. quite gritty. Yeah. So yeah, Mortal Kombat has been around for what, 27 years?
27 years.
Yeah. So you guys managed to play the most recent one, Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, of course.
Arif, you got play?
I haven't get a chance to play any new games yet. The last one I played was MKX, the 10. That's about it.
Talking about new game, right? Like, I remember last time there was one episode that y'all did where y'all did the Alien Isolation one.
The reaction video,
right?
Yeah.
So I saw something very interesting on, I think, one of the, I can't remember whether it's IGN or don't know what, on their Instagram. They said that there's a list of movie, right, that they want to do. If let's say they want to do a game, right, what will be the game suitable for it? And I actually thought one of the movie that is very suitable, right, to do like a Alien Isolation type movie, right, is A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
The alien
factors is there, and you have to not make noise and what that kind of thing. Like, it's suitable lah. So I like, wow.
But the settings need to be in a house, more or less.
I think in a forest or a house, depends.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be cool lah. Because I actually, last week, I actually downloaded Alien Isolation on my PS4. Just to play for fun, because Sonam said that Sonam saw the video that y'all played, and she was like, wow, laughing and all. She's like, I won't try that. Like,
It's actually scarier than it looks. So
it was really a well done game, Alien Isolation.
So like, I remember Arif was like, that time we played at Fitz's house. So before the actual thing started, Arif was like quite nervous, I don't know.
My heart very soft, bro.
So he kena touch a bit, he like, apa?
Paranoia.
Padahal belum start, no.
I think the most noisiest one was Rashid, I'd say. Fucking noisy, yeah. Then like, what, yeah, how?
Hey, bro, but I think it was weeks or what after that, Fierce actually came to my house. we did the Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that one worse.
That one also tensions.
The game, that fucking game, has random mechanics where, okay, let's say if you are actually doing well in the game, they will implement some random mechanics, right, to like sudden flash at your screen to just make sure you mess with your vibes. That has happened a few times before where, okay, you can, it gives you the confidence, like, so-called you can complete the stage. But that random mechanic will be something jumping up on your screen and you suddenly like, eh? Then you cannot complete the game.
Purposely want to make you kanchong.
That is an awesome mechanic. Like the randomness, right? So
Speaking of scary games, have you all watched the trailer for Blair Witch?
Yeah, I saw.
That
one looks damn game. Interesting. Yeah.
It reminds me of Resident Evil. Not Resident Evil. First person one.
Silent Hill.
Was it Silent Hill?
Outlast.
No. Not Outlast. Very realistic also. First person.
Can't first remember, person very realistic.
Cannot be Resident Evil. It's in a house also, abandoned warehouse. Then they enter the room, right? Then you saw one whole family eating.
Oh shit, what?
Why is that? The whole family eating like guts and all that.
Dying like
Resident, Resident Evil. Resident Evil.
It sounds like Resident Evil though.
Yeah, it's Resident Evil.
Yeah, Blair Witch, I think, is another jump scare kind of game.
The last time I had fun playing a horror game was Outlast. Outlast was fun, yeah.
Outlast is which one? Can refresh
the first one was in an abandoned hospital. Then you will have your camcorder, right?
Your screen turn green.
Then the second one is at a farm. Then it's against like a cult or satanic cult people and whatnot. That one was cool, cool.
Another horror game I like also, Alan Wake. Not bad, yeah.
Or using the flashlight. There was a Xbox 360, right? PC and Xbox 360.
PC.
I didn't play the game before. There's a couple of good horror genre games, like Evil Within. Evil Within also not bad.
I played the part one only. Part two one I haven't played.
Part two I played. It's actually more difficult. I got annoyed, so I didn't complete actually.
Bro, part one already, I like how many times I hit my head with the fucking controller.
Hit your head with the controller.
Yeah, after that play.
Is it the part? Is it the part where the big guy with the chainsaw comes?
Yes.
Fuck that part,
That one like under the like a sewage.
Correct.
That part, I don't know how many times I bang my head with that controller. Then after that, almost lah. After that, I lie down. Then I think to myself, this is just a game. Relax.
But horror game, you all remember playing Fatal Frame?
Yeah, Fatal Frame during the PlayStation days, that one I got play.
Yeah, Fatal Frame also.
That one, Rabas.
Hey, there's another one. I don't know whether you guys got play before. This one, Clock Tower.
No,
Clock Tower. No, yeah. Is it the one, the cover art got the big scissors?
Yes.
Yeah, I played that.
That game was
fucking annoying.
Annoying, but still, to me, I was like fucking legendary. That one, okay, Resident Evil, right, was the first one was creepy lah, creepy and quite scary. So the second one, Resident Evil, was more action packed. So as time goes by, Resident Evil like started to get more action packed, more than scary. But Clock Tower was the game that really, if you don't have anxiety, right, that game will give you one.
Yeah,
because it was it was a 2D space kind of a game, and you can only walk through corridors, and then the killer, right, is actually a pair of psychotic twins with very big scissors. And
then you go reach the car or not?
Never sell. That's you the reach, game that I
No, you reach almost reach the car, right? The fucking guy with the scissors come out from the car and kill you lah, sia. You cannot escape, you die down there, sia.
So lah, that game mechanics, you basically have to hide. You, I don't know, anyway, I can't remember whether you can defend yourself or not, but I know you have to hide constantly inside cabinets lah. Like
behind curtain.
Behind curtain, all that. And then the guy, and the anxiety part is like, if you hide behind the curtain, the guy walks past by you.
Hmm.
And you like, macam, as though you're holding your breath, like as though the game can hear you breathe like that.
same like those horror movie, horror games. Now, are you inside a metal lock, a locker.
Yeah.
Then you have to press a button to like hold your breath, right? I also at the same time holding my breath.
But the hell, you know it, but you did it anyway.
Might as well, right?
It's always the case. I guess when you're too engrossed in, then like, you know, even like this moment, right? Let's say you're hiding behind a table, right? Then the person, like the ghost or whatever, just walk past, right? Then you also will try to like duck under, don't know what you're trying to duck under, the controller. Then you'll be like, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah.
Yeah, la, Alien Isolation had that, lah. There was a mechanic where you can hide inside the cupboard. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Hoping the alien won't find you.
So many ducking going on in that game, lah,
yeah. Yeah lah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Then the like horror games also have come by and improved a lot, so like over the years. Then you have true. Like Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight, yeah. Dying Light. Wow, so many. Days Gone.
Yeah, Dead by Daylight, Gamescom 2019 is ongoing, the event. So they just announced that Stranger Things edition for Dead by Daylight.
But you know, Dead by Daylight has how many new killers on it? There's a lot, no?
Yeah. So the next one is you can play Steve and Nancy running away from the Demogorgon.
Demogorgon, yeah. I saw. Crazy, yeah. Bro, you got play Dead by Daylight before?
I heard of it.
Actually, if you really got a good graphic card and everything, right? You play with friends, fucking fun.
I think Fit got recommend me before. I think I played a while only. Is it the first starting part? You have to go through a building or what? Just to meet the chief or something starting.
No, I don't think
that one is Daylight.
Daylight, I think, or Dying Light, I can't remember.
Or Dying Light.
Yes, Dying Light, correct. Dying I remember.
That one, Dying Light. But that one you were saying is what?
Dead by Daylight. This one is like, imagine, you know, last time got that zombie game. What's the game? The one that every time, Land Gaming Shop always pack on.
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. It's like Left 4 Dead that.
Yeah, but it's like you can either control as the victims or you can control as the killer. So
then I never played that before.
Maybe one day we should try.
We should do another isolation again.
Then see which one got anxiety problem after that.
Because this one, I'll be very honest with you. If you play online with other people, right, you confirm, I guarantee, chop you, you will have anxiety there. I played so many times, and then sometimes I was like, fuck, I keep shouting, they're like, fuck this, don't want to play, Marajo, don't know what fuck you have.
Marajo.
Because the thing is, right, if let's say you play online with other people, right, the whole point of the game, right, is you'll be in one area, then there'll be a set of generator for you to activate, so once you activate a generator, right, either side of the door, right, depends on which generator you activate, will open up. Okay. So once open up, there'll be four players, and you are one of them, right? Four of you guys, right, have to escape the killer. And the killer have different killers have different ability. Some can go invisible, then when come near you will appear, that kind of thing, you know. So imagine this. I just describe a scenario to you. You are the generator, the last one. Okay, you start the generator already. You open the door. While opening the door, right, everybody else chabot, right, never wait for you, but you cannot caught by the killer. Then when you kena caught by the killer, right, then you can like wiggle wiggle and escape. You escape, right?
Wiggle wiggle.
Yeah. You can wiggle 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 and escape. Then I said escape ready, right? Then you still get caught. Then once they catch you, right, they will hang you on this hook. Then once the hook, I think after 2 or 3 times, then the hook will have like some mechanism, right, that will just kill you and take your soul.
Sounds depressing, yeah.
So inspired by Friday 13th.
I think so. But that's why the thing is, right? If you go on YouTube, you look for all killer trailers for Dead by Daylight, right? They have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface. They got Demogorgon. They got Michael Myers. They got Jason Voorhees.
Wow.
And Jason Voorhees don't have, because that one he got his own game, so
yeah, correct.
Then got a lot of different stuff. So it's fucking tension. I think we should do it one day.
For no reason, anxiety level went up.
Yes, yeah.
I don't want to die, yeah. Seriously, the isolation is nerve-wracking, yeah. Especially when you know feed with his setup, headphones, then lights off, everything. The volume crank to 12. It's like
imagine isolation like that. Day by day, I think you rabat, bro. Rabat.
I did by seconds last year. Rabat.
Oh my god.
What about a sports game? You guys remember your first sports game? Was it a Como FIFA?
EA Sports. It's in the game.
EA Sports. In the game. Yeah. FIFA, definitely FIFA.
FIFA last time the graphic them fucking funny, sir. Like, macam
but I all think FIFA, one, FIFA got really big with FIFA 98 because of the World Cup. Then like Ricky Martin sing the World Cup song and all. I don't know what fuck shit all. Like, wow. After that, it got very big, sir. Because before that, EA not really that big.
Have you guys ever you're about to get a yellow card or free kick or what, and then the referee runs to you and then you start running away from the referee, and then you run around.
But the fellow will keep chasing you.
Lama gila dia.
And then the timer never stop. No, you as long you keep on running, the thing will continue. Never stop.
The referee stamina power.
But even FIFA also have evolved through the years. It's crazy. Yeah. But now the thing is, right? Now the thing is currently now, because everybody is saying FIFA good and all that kind of thing. But no. Actually, because for myself, I play a lot of FIFA Ultimate Team. So that one you have to play online with people, then you earn stuff and whatnot, challenge and whatnot. So a lot of the FIFA people who plays it, I actually beginning to hate the game because of the glitches and the mechanics of the game and how it works. And people and also the graphic, and people are moving towards PES, Pro Evolution Soccer, because the Pro Evolution Soccer, the latest one, you look at the graphic, my god, fucking good, yeah.
I long time never keep up with soccer games, so I don't know how realistic they are now. Should be fucking realistic, right?
The game looks awesome, but for me, FIFA wise, I started to hate the game since I think 2017. FIFA 2017. It was basically because of the microtransaction. It was a blatant cash cropping, they even put this news has been out for a while, the online gambling, you have to pay to get certain amount of coins or whatever cards to boost up your team, this and that. So I started to hit the game just because of that reason. Okay, mechanics wise, there has been a little bit of exposure on YouTube where they purposely put a program where they don't allow you to actually score, because there was a guy who did some replay videos and then he saw that when the goalkeeper was saving the ball, the goalkeeper obviously did not touch the ball, but the ball was pushed away. So all these mechanics, the guy even went into the coding to see, you know, and it was there.
Apa sih?
So because this one affects during online play, which is kind of, I think that's wrong.
Yeah, like, it happens a lot, especially like for me, like there are certain times when I play online with people and all. Because honestly, like FIFA is the only game, like when I play the Ultimate Team, like that make me rage like nobody's business. Like literally some days I would take my controller, I'll be like, oh fuck, that bang, pow, 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 pow.
You bang your head?
Never. I bang table only.
Bro. Ah, bang table.
Bang table.
Good.
Because the thing is, right, sometimes, right, the glitches are so fucked up, no? Like there are some games that, let's say I'm winning by 3-2 or something like that. Right? Then some stupid glitch will happen. Like let's say I pass the ball to another player, right? Then if I insta replay, right, you can see the ball, actually my player can stop. But the ball go through his knee, like, yeah. Then go through his knee, go to opener attack score. They're like, what the fuck is this? Yeah.
You know, another problem with online play is that I last time very annoyed dealing with lag. When I don't know, like it's either me lag or the other guy lag. Sometimes the rubber band effect is that sometimes when I already moving forward to the penalty box, suddenly I get dragged back to half court. Like, what? Oh. What is this? What are you trying to do?
Confirm putung steam gila babi.
Then for no reason, the opponent team, the goalkeeper already got the ball. They're like, I haven't even passed. How?
Yeah, if let's say your internet connection is lagging, right? Wow, I tell you, it's the worst thing that could ever happen if you play online. And also another thing is, right, because most of the time when I play FIFA, I use my gaming headphones. And fuckers all will talk trash to you.
Console have that problem a lot, for sure.
Fucking annoying. Oh. Then because my nick is Fierce Grinder. Then they'll be like, whoa, Fierce Grinder. Whoa. They are like, they go one time I didn't use my headphone. Oh. Then the voice come out like fucking Hantu. Then Sono asking me, hey, what's that sound? I say, this Chibai down here trying to compress with me.
Fucking yeah. Speaking of soccer, right? During YY Wonder Space, you all play virtual soccer before.
Of course.
the arcade machine, right? Actually, yes, yeah. Like, face back to back, facing. Yeah. You always fight with another player, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. When that fucking player go and shoot half court, it's always stand up and look, though, like, hey, Chibai, what are you doing?
You have no honor. You have no honor. I cannot use penalty box. Shoot.
Right. Sometimes if I score or what, confirm they will stand up and look, no? Who?
Yeah.
Who is
this asshole? Hey, Sala, fucking legend or what, Sala, like game, oh my god.
Right. Yeah, but macam virtual fighter.
Square boxy, yes.
Virtual fighter, another lancau game last time.
legend.
Virtual fighter. I still remember last time when I used to go to my place there, then got the YY Wonder Space, another arcade place. Then I always go down there, I will use $1. I always change like $3. $1 I'll play the NBA game. Because I was fucking good at the game. Usually I'll go on Saturdays. Then I'll go there about 11 o'clock. Then I'll leave at about 4 o'clock. Because after that, people will start queuing to play against me. Then I'll keep winning. Poo. Then I'm like,
Yeah. And then they put their token beside.
Yeah, then they will slam it on the thing. No, like, yeah, like, okay,
I'm next, motherfucker.
Get ready, bitch.
Sometimes wait too long, right? They will take back their token. Nick, try other games.
Play other games first, then come back.
Lambat lah ni.
But I think last time, a lot arcade, I think one of the few games that always a lot of people is also those Marvel vs. Capcom.
That one don't say lah, bro.
That one, a lot of people say. I remember every time go to the Cine Leisure one, then, wow, fuck, then see so many people. But I suck at the game, so I always get my ass kicked.
So many fights lah, that game. so many people, I mean, not the game, the game of course fighting. I mean the people who play the game, a lot of fighting.
I remember one incident. I was at I was watching these two guys playing. Then after that, then got one guy, I think he using which character? I think he was using Iron Man. Then the other guy was using Akuma. Then after that, at the corner down there, right, the obviously the Iron Man guy, right, he's winning, no, his life fucking a lot. Then Akuma left a bit. But this fucker, right, the whole time the Akuma at the corner, right, he just on the floor, right, and keep kicking. Then the fella cannot do anything. Yeah. He like, then he can see he fucking frustrated already. Yeah. In the end, he lost. He lost. Then he slapped the other guy. Yeah. He like, hey, you play shit. Then I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. The guy just beat your ass with a simple stupid low kick. Keep kicking you.
Whoops.
If I were him, I think one blackout finish with this. Yeah.
Fucking blackout.
Suddenly he kick a lot of times, right? Confirm your max level, super level, confirm up already, what, max already.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you do the blackout, he die, full confirm epic lah. Yeah.
Okay, talking about Marvel vs. Capcom, what is your favorite three combination to use?
Fierce with the hitting questions, to the fans.
I definitely gotta have a Ryu, Wolverine. And the third
Wolverine protect the barrage.
Berserker barrage. Then there's a rotation. Sometimes I will use either Hulk or Cyclops. Either one of those. Cyclops got the optic blast,
got the big one, right? The optic blast.
Yeah. Cover nearly half the screen, sir.
Gosh, Are you?
I'm trying to think, yeah, bro. Hey, last time got Fei Long, right?
Fei Long?
No. Fei Long, Marvel
don't,
was from
the
don't have,
right?
Yeah. Don't have. Fei Long is...
Oh, that one Alpha, huh?
Correct. She was the Alpha.
Spider-Man, oh. The fucking juggling combo.
Oh, yeah. The one go up the screen, that one.
Yeah.
I see this Abeng play, Kimek. Never end, sial. Infinite combo lah, sial. Then after that, it's what lah? Sial, I cannot think lah, sial. I don't know. Fuck you lah, Fias.
Hey, Fias, you last time remember not? Last time Katek Camp used to have a arcade machine at the canteen there.
Yeah, I remember. But yeah, fuckers all went going to spoil it, right?
Yeah, but that one also Marvel vs. Capcom, what?
Marvel vs. Capcom, ah.
Yeah, I remember my... I think it was my second reservist. The handle, that handle, only left the button. So I asked the uncle, uncle, what happened? This all so violent now. Play. Then now see the machine how to play. No handle, go button. I look at it. Oh, okay.
Then you, yes.
For me, Akuma. Wolverine and Venom.
Venom.
Venom is fucking hard to use, but if you know how to use, power packs, yeah. Either Venom or Hulk, either.
I think the one hardest to play is the guy Shuma Gorath. The guy look like tentacle, got one eye on.
Oh, that one annoying, sir. That one.
That one hard to play, sir.
Yeah, that one fucking annoying. I don't like, sir, that character. But I saw this Abing ever use him, he like fucking pros, yeah. Yeah, if you know how to use, I think good.
You will see those Abing use underrated character one, fucking sui one. They play.
I saw got once, right, the Abing use one, this tentacle thing. Then you know, got this lady with the big boobs and the bat wings, Morgan.
Morrigan.
Yeah.
Morgan.
Morgan siapa siya?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. And today. Chun-Li. But he fucking kick everybody's ass, yeah. I like, this guy.
Talking about kicking, I suddenly remember because we were talking about soccer games, right? You guys ever play Adidas Power Soccer before?
Yes.
That is the game where you can kick the guy, the guy tercampak, go inside the goalpost.
Yeah. And the ball got fire, right?
Soccer. Yeah.
The ball got fire.
Then if you power up the ball, like you power up your so-called your power meter, then when you kick the ball, right? The ball will come out fire. Then the goalkeeper, because the ball too intense, right? He will either tercampak, go inside the goalpost, or just like cannot save the ball.
Or the net koyak or what, right?
Then the tackle can use double leg.
Eh, sialah Adidas.
Yeah, I remember already. I look,
sialah.
Adidas pun suddenly remember sel.
Eh, that game really shook lah.
The game is damn fun, yeah.
Yeah lah, don't have that kind of games. Now soccer games all like more about realism, right? There's no developer who does like that kind of game anymore, sir.
Imagine somebody from Adidas say like, go up and say like, I think we need to bring back power soccer. Then like graphics power, but still the same old shit.
The violent soccer games, double leg, tackle. Okay, no foul lah, just go.
No foul, just carry on.
You know which league does that in real life, not?
What, sorry?
Indonesian Soccer League. Yeah, they double leg tackle you, and referee just give you a free kick.
Oh, biasa lah, Indonesia.
Yeah, and not the match never finish. The crowd all fight because of that.
Nice, that's nice.
So the crowd literally go down from their seats, right, just to chase the referee.
I've seen
it. Yeah, I've seen it before. It's like, it's like this one. It's just power soccer only real.
Adidas power soccer lah. Siala.
Oh shit! Somebody needs to bring that back, sir.
That's PlayStation, right? That one.
PlayStation, yeah.
Fuck, sir.
Adidas power soccer 98. I remember.
I gotta find some clips on YouTube, man. It's fucking power.
I really need to see the cover art. I cannot remember the cover.
I remember the Adidas Power Soccer 98 cover art is red, blue, then got the France player, Marcel Desailly.
Is what? It? I need to see.
Let me see. Power Soccer. I suddenly remember.
Adidas Power Soccer. Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Flashbacks. that game was fun. No host bar.
That one really no host bar.
Like, fuck it.
like soccer games, they don't make like that kind anymore. Like, because all about the realism and stuff.
Yeah,
like
realism really. It's no longer about the,
Oh, 10 minutes gameplay.
Ooh, I haven't even clicked. I see the thumbnail already. Like,
the graphics template is related.
Is that the Adidas Predator behind the signboard?
Looks like it.
Confirm Adidas Predator. That time Predator hot one.
Correct.
The cover art.
Yeah, this is the one I was telling you about.
Yeah.
For those who are listening in, if you all haven't tried Adidas Power Soccer, you all need to.
How's the emulator? I have to get emulator.
To get the emulator and try.
This was like PlayStation 1 days.
Do it, yeah. It's worth it, yeah. Really.
It's really worth it. You will enjoy so much, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I feel like crying already, yeah. Emotional, gila. Like, game back. No, the one go and post the what the thumbnail lah.
The video.
Press play. I like fuck.
So like, I don't think Neymar can play this game. Neymar kena terinjet.
Oh my god! I just press play and watch a bit. Moving on, next games.
Okay, speaking of sports, right?
Yeah.
You all play Space Jam before.
Of course, bro.
Yes.
That one, another, of don't give course. A fuck.
I love that game so much, yeah.
Or NBA Jam also.
Yeah,
NBA Jam and Space Jam. Yes, correct.
The one that slam dunk, like, you can really go high up with all the balls got fire one. Show last, yeah.
Last time, they make the games damn fun, like, no restrictions, just have fun.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now it's all about realism,
and a bit of too serious lah for its own sake.
I still remember like you, if you use Lola Bunny on the game, right? Then after that when she slam dunk, right? Then they will say something like, "I hope Lola saw that," or something like, fucking funny. There you go, bro. Space Jam.
Oh my god. The graphics simple, Alicia. But gameplay power.
But you know, right? They're gonna do Space Jam 2.
Movie. Tune Squad. Tune Squad.
Fucking
power. Tune Squad or Tune Squads,
Tune.
Right? But why they put Looney Tune? Tunes.
I think he typo error.
Tune Squad. Like
Tune Squad. Fucking powers, yeah.
Space Jam. Powers, yeah. I like it. The movie is already fucking power.
Yeah, the movie is.
Then the game, really?
Space Jam is the game. Is it the one with the R. Kelly song?
I believe.
I can touch the sky. In the end, not touch the sky. In the end, he starts pissing on girls.
Oops.
That one under hashtag controversial, bro.
Different channel. Sorry, that's the Rockcast channel.
Let's keep it clean,
Yeah.
Yeah, then like Dave Chappelle doing the skit, "I'm a piss on you." So you guys have plans to buy any games in the coming months to play?
Doom.
The new Doom Eternal. Fucking metal or what is that game?
The first Doom already, not very nausea at that game, but very satisfying.
Then how are you, Fias? You got any games looking forward to getting?
Last of Us 2, of course.
Last of Us 2
coming out early next year, if I'm not wrong.
Oh. Don't have Last of Us 2 previous release?
The Last of Us, the first one.
They have a
remastered version.
Remastered version.
So Last of Us 2 is one of it that I'm looking forward to.
Honestly,
Death Stranding is fucking power. Like graphics and all that. But I'm more excited for Cyberpunk than Death Stranding. Keanu Reeves,
But I think Keanu Reeves is just a cameo. I don't think he's like the so-called, I don't know if supporting cast is meant for him. I think it's just a cameo.
I don't know he's the main storyline. I doubt so.
It'd be too expensive also to put him in the entire game.
But knowing him, how lepak he is, maybe
he might agree to that.
He fucking lepak once. Then what else? I think, and of course, Gears of War 5. Gears of War is like one of my ultimate favorite games. I got like the first one to the latest one, all the collector's edition.
Gears of War, right? I first fell in love with that game. Is when I play in my laptop, Acer laptop, back in 2000. Was it 2001 or 2000?
The first one.
I download through uTorrent. Then after that, got the it comes with a text to follow instruction and all that. Then after that, get to play, but lagging as fuck. But I still complete the game. You know how much I love that game. It's awesome. I only played part one only, and the rest.
Part one was the only one on PC.
You haven't played the rest yet?
Haven't, because it's not on PC also.
Console. The first one was the only one that was on PC. Then the rest was console
exclusive. Xbox.
Oh.
That's why I lost touch.
Yeah.
I played everything. First one to fourth one, all the expansions, everything, all I played already. Fucking power. It's one of my all-time favorite games.
I like the part when he run. He like crouch a bit, then the camera is like a bit shaking like that.
Yeah, intense that moment.
It's fucking intense. I'm looking forward to Gears of War 5. Gears of War 5, Cyberpunk, and Last of Us 2. That's what I'm looking for. The rest all, like all the FIFA 2020 and all, okay, only. But these three games, yes.
Thing like how much one you guys game? For me I think the most upcoming one I looking forward to would be Modern Warfare, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I so far see the gameplay because I very much into the FPS games, right? So I only like a bit scared because like nowadays, right, games you pre-order and then the game come out like fuck like that. And then waste your money, you know. So EA has done that so many times. Activision has done that so many times.
You cannot download demo first.
Don't have. I mean, they have the beta invites. You can play lah. So as far as demo is concerned, that's the only so-called demo you'll have lah. So the beta one. Last time we buy magazine inside got CD. I wish people could do that sell. But they don't have actually. So. Other than that, like Cyberpunk is another game which I really looking forward to play.
Yeah, same.
And I don't know, maybe if Doom got sale, I buy. See, depending. But I'm sure the game is gonna be awesome. I mean, looking at the like so called clips, this game, like even the multiplayer, the 2v1. The two V1 gameplay. I don't know whether you guys saw it before, where you can play as the Slayer and the two so called monster bosses. But the Slayer is the OP one. Basically you can hook.
I don't know anything about that.
There's a new mode for the Doom Eternal. It's basically three guys. Two V1. Because the Slayer is the most OP character within the map, right? Can use the hook and fly around the map, all that. So the monsters are the so-called easier to die lah. That mode is I see like fucking power.
You know one game I look forward to if they ever venture to this game is my Love, Death and Robots. Game will be interesting. It's like, you know, different. It's a short series games, you know.
Yeah, true.
Like which episode would you want to be a part of a game? Because they got a few episodes, right?
A lot of it fucking power.
I like the first episode. I think there'll be a good game also, sir, if they ever wish to make one.
True.
Like monster battle, and then you controlling with your mind. Wow. Like a very violent monster hunter.
That would be cool to see.
Monster hunter.
Or Monster Ranch. Last time got one game called Monster Ranch where you want to get your monster, right? You have to put in your music CD into your PlayStation 2. There was a game called Monster Rancher. It's like a so-called... If you play Pokemon, it's something like collecting monsters. But for you to be able to create your monster, right? The game feature is that you can take out the game CD. You take out the game CD, you take any CD from your house. Doesn't matter music CD or VCD, whatever. As long as it's a CD, right? You put the CD inside the game. They will read the data. Then will generate. Then you come out your unique monster. That is Monster Ranger. Fucking cool. So last time a lot I put Rainbow CD lah, Deep Purple, just to see what the fuck the thing comes out lah.
Dragon Force all you put inside.
Dragon Force come out bass lah.
Dragon Force. Relax,
let the ASMR flow through you.
Oh my god.
So Okay, lah, the thing before we go off from this topic is that one last question I would like to ask you all is that are you guys in a situation where you buy games but you got no time to play?
Of course,
Of course, bro. Of course. One,
does that annoy you?
You know, the thing is, I travel every year to Perth also, right? To my place there and all. So down there, the game shop, they always have like sale and whatnot. You know, I bought so many games from there, right? I still got 5 games I haven't played. And that's accumulated from last year to this year. Oh, you tell me, got time,
No, the thing is what I experienced before, when having a console, once you play one game, right, you tend to be so stressful with that one game.
Yeah.
Then you really have to divert your mind to another game, just to, you know, release.
Yeah, that's true.
That comes the reason why you buy a lot of games. Just to, after you stress with this game, right, then you go back to the first game, then you stress again, then both stress, buy new game more.
I remember, Arif, you had the most stressful time playing that game. I think it's Bloodborne.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying it was very difficult.
Bloodborne. Yeah, the one like the
Borderlands.
No, that one is like the Dark Souls kind of a game. Remember?
Like you like Grim Reaper with the big knife, that one.
Then got one head, that one. The one also you got, I think, punch your controller or hit your face with the controller or something.
Oh, Bloodborne. Okay. Yeah. I got a lot of bruises from that game.
Bruises?
Physically. that one, I was playing, I don't even have my own house yet, no. I was staying at Yan's parents' place. So, Yan was pregnant. She was lying down, resting on the bed. I was playing the game in the same room. Can you imagine? Like, if fuck you lah, fuck you every single night. No, fuck you. I hit the controller in my head on the head. Yan saw me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Then we quarrel. Stress. Yeah.
Did your in-law ever like question like, asal Danny macam gini ni?
No, I shut the door lah. So I think they think that we are fighting ah, but actually I was fighting with myself.
So yeah,
but
lah.
It's quite painful lah. You know the controller, the one you holding the pointed one.
Yeah, the handle lah.
That one center hit at the center of your head. the center. So that gives the effect that you need to calm down. You will concuss a bit. It helps you relax.
Like game rich controller to the head. Then Fias, you got any game rich like table break or what?
I got so many game rich. I don't even see.
Table break or door break or what?
Most of it I had was for FIFA and Sekiro Shadow. You know the game?
Shadow Die Twice.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
That one fucking difficult. Yeah. I never even complete halfway through. I like, fuck this game. I never even play it.
You ever so angry you break the disc or not?
Break the disc? Oh my god.
So far, haven't yet.
I have.
Which game?
What this? What game?
Rage. R-A-G-E.
The first person game, that one?
Yeah. R-A-G-E. The A is like Anarchy.
The game difficult, man.
Oh.
The side mission really kills my soul.
Oh my god, I hate that game so much. And
I'm a completist. I need to complete everything, right?
So, but they like non-stop got things to do over and over
I got gazillion missions to do and they pull me to the side, all these side fucking missions. I can't even complete one. So might as well break the game. there I goes think my this, 30 bucks.
This is the first time I ever heard anybody rage for real for a rage game.
Yes.
Shabazz. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. I never... Well, first time I hear. I didn't thought that the game will actually make anybody...
I went berserk last year. Berserk. And some of Fias, you know my room, right? Last time. The Marsiling one. It's not a room one. It's a storeroom one.
Yeah, storeroom.
You know, down there, depressing only. That game giving me problems. Break it, lor. Settle.
Okay.
You know what annoying, yeah? What, have to collect worm, lah. I don't know what, your car,
yes,
lah. Like, never ending, yeah.
Even the fucking, not the collecting part, no. It's the fucking challenges, you know, like, games, lah. Inner side games, lah.
Like, what, the car racing and whatnot,
I should have to shoot the fucking target, lah. All the fucking time. Fuck off.
You know, Rage 2 is out, right? Recently.
Ah, fuck off.
sorry, Rage. You're not getting a fan out of Arif.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you and your game.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Nowadays, I think for me, if I were to reach playing Overwatch, it's just slam table. Slam table, shake the PC. As though it's the PC's fault. But then I think I tell myself, you know, the PC quite expensive. Don't try anything. So
better not. PC nowadays expensive. You shake one thing.
The only time I really hurt myself is that time. I can't remember what game I was playing. I think it was FIFA or so. So I was so angry, so I think I thought I'm very strong, so I punched my floor tile. My floor tile is okay, only my hand like a bit injured, like then after I told my grandpa like tolong urutkan boleh tak, sakit dah.
Kental.
Salah. Play FIFA fucking frustrating, sial, especially online. Then I like macam, I cannot accept this, and I punch the floor, then I like hurt my hand.
I cannot accept this.
No, sometimes you rage, you be like, you punch already, then you're like, why?
Especially if you play FIFA, rap, left free kick, rap. That's like the referee can hear me like that.
That's like one time, remember though, I played FIFA. Just like that, I was losing though. At first I was winning 3-0, then after that, then like fucking losing 4-3. Then after that, then got one part I I don't know why I did something wrong. Then after that, I look at my hand. I just pull down the controller, I look at my hand, I say why?
Bro, bro, you are so right, yeah. The first word would come out from our mouth. Why? Then but after that is physical rage. After that,
you talk to your hand like that, you remind me of Booker T. Like five times.
You are so right, sir. You will look at your hand and ask why.
Be like, why you?
But that is your own hand.
Why, sir? What's wrong?
If you rage, at least you rage to yourself. Don't be my uncle. Last time he also played FIFA together with me. And then like never go in, like never score what. He want to input physical harm on somebody else, bro. So don't. On me lah. Want to pull my collar like, relax, it's just a game.
That one very Malay already, yeah, bro. But really, it brings out the monster in us. Really.
Like, every time you score only, he put your collar like, asal ni goal ni, asal. Then you notice, no? You notice one thing, no? Asal means why?
Seriously, I become mat rape lah, sia. Really, sia. It's like macam puki mak, sia. Puki, caw cibai kepala buto, all this come out lah. Really, sia. Like really pekat one on the Pokemon.
I think the controller got more dents than ever. I don't know. Like there's a lot of dents I remember on that controller.
I think all the gamers
my
controller
also
right,
got dents.
I think all the gamers controller, right, I think they are just cursed. Because you're like, God, everybody is just calling the controller. Like, but the controller never do anything wrong.
Like, that's why the controller they sell a bit quite cheap. They can predict it's gonna be smashed.
Okay, I guess for us we reach right, it's still on the borderline, still okay.
Yeah.
I see some guys they use drill, fire cracker,
yeah,
lighter.
No, because you know why? Because it's accessible to them. You understand? If got drill beside me, I will use it. You know? I don't care. I will plug in. I will find effort one to plug in.
Then some guys will go to your house like, Rip, asal kau main controller berlubang? Kau jangan tanya, okay?
So, it's okay lah.
Habis tanya, Rip, asal kau punya table bawah ada drill ni?
Ada projek lah.
Better. I don't know what to say. Sekali I dream my head lah. Sial lah.
Like the drill, like they're drilling in the head. What?
Look at my hand with blood. Why?
Kima, abe demi drill bit macam ada darah kering lah. Macam, asal besi ni macam got blood clot.
Ada blood clot, ada daging.
Why? What's wrong? You tell me what's wrong.
I don't know. If there ever a time we do like reaction video, we should do one for anger edition.
Yalah. Kima, better not sia.
For that moment, like macam that room, like macam tension lah, like macam nobody berbual with each other because like angry.
I tell you if we want to test our rage in the same room with all of us it will never happen. One, it's gonna be hilarious. You will never legit rage one, never.
You know, the fun raging game. I think those like puzzle games are like, you know, like those like Mario type of game, but you know the bird. Like you have to shout and then the bird fly up, that one. I think that
or the flappy bird or don't know what bird.
Something. So basically that game, right, you have to like so called shout and then the volume of your voice, right, actually control how high the bird can fly. So if you never fly high enough, right, the bird will fall on into the abyss. So
I don't know share this game.
Yeah, it's a Android and iOS game. So
phone.
I don't know what's the title of the game called, but that one confirm like imagine the guy's face.
Imagine play in the bus or train.
Cannot sell.
Wait,
driver on tour, driver never ask you to go, but the bus driver SBS, hey, you get the fuck out. Stop shouting, get the fuck out.
Yeah, confirm people take video and say.
Okay lah guys, I think we chatted quite a bit on games. So hopefully you guys enjoyed and also enjoyed Arif's new mic sound.
Yes. The ASMR Arif.
Yes.
So
still clear. Is it still clear?
Of course. Yeah,
of course.
All right.
Nah. They sound like moist basah-basah lah, right?
Oh, sure lah.
So
you were saying?
So you guys got anything else or is there a game that you guys want to recommend anybody to check out in the coming months or anything?
No.
I think pretty much we told what we so called
looking forward to.
Yeah.
All right, so pretty much that's it. This is Cosmic Fury SG podcast. We having Arif on the line as well as Mr. Fias and myself. So hope you guys enjoy and stay tuned for more.
Peace.